Join me, Aya Kwai, with Ubuntu Voices, Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. on 3CR. Ubuntu is a Zulu word, meaning I am here because you are. Ubuntu celebrates the positive contribution African Australians make to our communities in music, academia, the arts, and everything in between. Come with me on a journey. Ubuntu Voices, every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m.
None of us are free. One of us is chained. None of us are free.
Good evening to all of you. Welcome to Ubuntu. Ubuntu mean I am here because you are. I hope you're having a great night tonight and just relax. So I am just going to, make you listen to a beautiful music tonight from an amazing musician, storyteller, Damien Samuel. He is here with me, and we're going to talk about music, the beauty of music, the sharing, and all the good things in the world that come to music, because music doesn't have a language. It is something you share. He's an amazing, and he got a single out, and we're going to play that one later on in the show. And I just want you to relax, and we're going to play to you an amazing this track to you, and just relax and just relax and listen to the music.
Used to be the good old days are gone. There's nothing left for us to see. Train has left the station. There's no one else on board. Just take another look around. You might find something unexpected. Don't you think it has been far too long? Don't you think it's time that we take it as it comes? This is not the end. This is not the end. No, no, my friend. Did ever tell you what my mama used to say? Don't you ever forgive somebody else before you have forgiven yourself? The sinner's righteous reasons are the righteous person's sins. The devil eats his breakfast with the same manner like any other ordinary man. So don't you think it has been far too long? Don't you think it's time that we cherish all we've got? This is not the end. This is not the end. No, no, my friend, no, this is not the end. It's not the end. No, no, my friend. For the ones who think it's easy to decide between the good and the bad, I think if you laugh just a bit too serious, oh no. one knows if the sun will rise again for another day. The only thing for certain is that now I'm here today. This is not the end. This is not the end. No, no, my friend, no. This is not the end. It's not the end. No, no, my friend. Do you remember how it used to be?
Yeah, we were about just to talk about this amazing track, Damien. It was so beautiful, and it was just like, you know, it come from the heart. Tell us about this amazing music that is going to come out, and it already almost, yeah. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, hi, Ajak. Hi, listeners. Thanks for having me. We had some technical difficulties, so the song you just heard was Devil's Breakfast, which is the next single from my upcoming album. And yeah, like the idea behind the song, the meaning, Devil's Breakfast, is kind of like the, I guess, the shadow side. You know, we all have a side in us that, I guess, at times gives into temptation or maybe to the lower side of ourselves. And yeah, so the idea is that basically the devil or that part is always with us. You know, we're making decisions or choices in life to decide, you know, which side we want to be on. You know, like, are we going to go for, you know, I guess our higher selves? Are we going to, you know, make decisions based on our lower selves? So that's the idea, I guess, behind the song. And, you know, looking back at your life, at different stages in your life, things you've, you know, done, people you met, and decisions and choices you made in your life, and I guess the impact they have on your life now, you mean? So, and I guess there will be more choices to be made. So, you know, it's a never-ending process, I guess,
That is a beautiful, and I think you nailed it. There are so many things going wrong in our world, and as you said before, we had a conversation about how the people, they look normal, but actually they're not normal. They have some dark part in them, and it's really hard to identify who is which. And I think the song just nailed it, and it's so beautiful. And you had another one just came out not long ago, and just can you tell us about the one before that, the other single came out?
Yeah, that's Traces. The song we tried to play on air, which didn't quite work out. It's a piano-based song, and Traces is again kind of looking back a little bit at life, and you know, and reflecting on. I guess the imprints that we leave as you know, as humans, and then in the way we live our lives, and then also the imprint that other people leave in our lives. So, you know, I think we influence each other, and at times, those influences aren't necessarily always as clear. But you know, when you sit down and reflect a little bit on, you know, people who are important in your life or people who made a mark in your life, I think it's a really important process to kind of reflect and give back and show gratitude for people who are, you know, important. Were there for important stages in your life, and vice versa. So yes, very reflective kind of song, and yeah.
As you work in a very sensitive area for a very long time. Does that influence your songwriting?
Not so much. I think you know, used to work with. Yeah, but youth, disadvantaged youth, and I think it's just a reflection of society as a whole. You know, I think no matter where you go, which space you go into, working with community, I think it's always just a reflection of what's going on and on the global scale. I think, you know, any issues that are happening on a global scale are then kind of filtered down to all those different, you know, areas where people are trying to work, you know, with community and I guess the impact, oftentimes the negative impact of decisions that are made on top. So I think... I don't think you need to work with disadvantaged youth to get a sense of the issues in the world. You know, I think there's plenty of them out there to see and to feel every day. But it's definitely something, I guess, meaningful, inspiring. But yeah, it's not like I'm writing, you know, like songs about, I guess, the work or the young people there. You know, it's more maybe, yeah, inspiring more in a, like a more energetic way, like you feel maybe inspired, you know, that you want to keep sharing a message or songs, you know, yeah.
That was beautiful, and I think you're right. You don't need to, because you just, you know, you observe all these, you know, you know. And this is the thing, dilemma with artists, you know, what do you want to do? And we, because some of, most artists have a different way of thinking. And it's a burden, because you don't think a way the normal people think. It, you know, you have this responsibility as an artist, you know, as you know in a whole world. Artists are being the people who are really take the issues on and run with them. And so it is important for artists, but then again, it's a big responsibility. And
I agree. And I think as an artist, you always have to find the balance between what's your story and, you know, making sure that you kind of that you're authentic to your experience.
Yeah.
But then also, I guess, stepping into the broader, I guess, issues, you know, in your, in, I guess, environment or, like, you know, your community around you. So, and I think that can be challenging, but it can also be very rewarding, you know, when it works, you know. Yeah,
it's beautiful to talk with you. And we will come back again.
Rise up with the midday sun. We sleep too much, 'cause the work it is done. And my papa says that this life is good. We got no much money, but heaps of food. Skin in the afternoon light, we're eating all sweet ripe fruit. And over the boy hangs a tie from the tree. My sister goes, but she goes higher than me. We're watching the old busy birds fly by. They're watching us, but we don't ask why. We're watching the old busy birds fly by. They're watching us, but we don't. Stop. dancing is not to come away, come away, to come away, come away. We're watching the young busy birds fly by. They're watching us perfectly down the sky. We're watching the young busy birds fly by. They're watching us perfectly down the sky. We're watching the young busy birds fly by. They're watching us perfectly down the sky. We're watching the young busy birds fly by. They're watching us perfectly down the sky. We're watching the young busy birds fly by.
Yeah, we're back again. Is that amazing? We were talking about, you know, how the music, changed the world in a very positive way, and how the songwriting is, you tell your own story, but actually you're telling other people's story, because everyone related to any story has been spoken. So, what do you think that, you know... also, you know, the benefit of the music now, how important the music is today.
Yeah, I think, you know, I lived in different countries, different cultures, and one thing they all have in common is, music, I guess, as a universal language. And, different artists, different cultures expressing themselves through music. And, it seems to be one of the things that kind of supersedes or kind of floats above all the limitations we have as people and all the, you know, conflicts. Music seems to be able to cut through and bring us together. So that's, you know, one of those beautiful things about music, I guess, and one of the reasons I think why people come back to, you know, playing music together, listening to music. It's a communal, shared experience.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And you had a lot of CDs, didn't you? And I think it's a good time. You had a lot of CDs, and it's a good time now for you to be able to show people, you know, what you got. And And it is important to put the music out there. And but we don't, you know, nobody make anything out of music these days. But we do it for love.
Yep.
And that is more important. That say a lot. And so I really like you to play another song for us. It's so sound beautiful. And
thank you.
Yeah.
I think the life of a musician is a bit like a, you know, communal community radio station. You do it for the love. You know, there's no money involved. Oftentimes, you know, it's about passion and love and sharing. Sharing. I guess the music with each other. So.
And I was just going to say, you know, when is the album coming out?
At this stage, October, that's the plan. Yeah, so October. I don't have an exact date yet, but just fine-tuning a few songs. But yeah, October is the plan to release the album. It's called Goodbye Tomorrow, so yeah.
That's true, and the beginning. And what about, are you... I love you to play that another track, and we can talk about the plan for the next songwriting.
Okay, sounds good. I might play another song of the album. This one's called As It Seems.
Leaves are slowly falling, like they'd never done before. At least so it seems. I'm lying here in silence, a mind wide open, open and then oh. Of the beauty in all the small things that give us reason to keep going despite the madness we're in. So come on, lie beside me. Please just guide me, 'cause I've been blind, couldn't see the light. I've been too blind, couldn't see the light. Lord, I've been blind. I've been too blind, couldn't see the light. I've been too blind, couldn't see the light. Are slowly falling like they never done before, at least so it seems.
Wow, that was amazing, Damien. You know, it's just so very soothing music. It's just beautiful, and I hope people are going to support this music because, you know, it's very rare to have this kind of a creativity in a different way. It's not a mainstream. It's not traditional. It's just in between. It's a beautiful telling a story, which is could be very good for a movies, really. Yeah. And I hope you find success with this amazing two, an album as well. So I was just going to talk to you about, you know, what is the plan to be able to take your music to a next level, you know, touring, or if you have a plan to do something about it?
Yeah, I'm planning to do an album launch in October here in Melbourne, and then probably a couple of gigs in regional areas in Victoria. And then I'm planning to go overseas. So my plan is to go to Germany and the States, and yeah, some of the places that kind of like, you know, that are home to me. I lived in different parts of the world, have friends there, and whenever I go, I try to combine, you know, visiting family and friends and also playing some shows. So I'm and I'm planning to go to the south of America this time. I have some friends there, so Arkansas probably and Nashville. So there's a few places I want to go and just mingle with other musicians. So it's not so much about necessarily just the album, but it's also just me being there as a musician, as a person, getting to know
and collaborate as well. Collaboration is a big thing.
That's right.
You know, in Europe and America, Europe is very close. You can go anywhere. It's not very far away. Here in Australia, we are very isolated, yep. and the music industry is very small here in Australia. So it is important that, you know, the artists like you, and I would like you to tell the people about yourself, you know, your heritage and how you find yourself here in Australia.
My background is Nigerian-German, but I grew up in Germany, the eastern part, which used to be the part behind the wall, the Berlin Wall. It's funny because there was lots of censorship when I grew up, you know, in East Germany. So the government was kind of like keeping an eye on what messages were in songs and what you're allowed to say and not to say. So especially like a communist country. And so I really, really found it very interesting, you know, as an artist, how can you convey a message when you're dealing with censorship? So you have to be very smart and very, you know, kind of clever in how you put messages in songs. So, you know, I was very much fascinated with songwriting from an early, you know, age in my life, looking at some of the artists that are, you know, that were popular in East Germany. And then...
And because you were young as well, And I think that is very important for people to be able to, you know, people estimated young people because you observe all this around you. Mm. And before people know it, you people will be surprised. How does they know? And you listen to 3CR, and this is Ajak here with Samuel. Damien is going to launch his CD in October, and I can't wait to hear that with you people out there. I hope you're having a great night, and we had a rough start, but we get back on track, and I hope you are spared with us and be able to listen to this amazing stories and music, the music is just universal and as I've said before, and I think it's very important for us to be able to keep music. You know, some people dedicated their life to music because it really it nurture your spirit as well as your as others people as well. We could see during the COVID-19, a lot of people tend to arts, they tend to movies, and they tend to music, And it was a very important time to be able to realize how music is important. And also when there are trouble in the world, a lot of problems in the world happening at the moment, if people tend to music. Music has been our comfort for a very long time, and that's why people like Damien and me, you know, stuck in music, because it heals you, because and the different people as well, as people different, people have a different experience in the world, and that's why I love the opening track that Solomon Beck, he's an amazing songwriter, and he did an amazing work to writing that song, because none of us are free. If one of us is chained, and people have no idea what does it sound like it, but a lot of people who are experiencing those kind of things, they know exactly what he's talking about. And so I am going to, to play another track from the CD that I played early on, and we will be coming back and finish our conversation. And I hope you having a great night. Not yet, I'm going anywhere, because I got another 28 minutes, so 22 minutes. So yeah, enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Listen to my words, they say it all. Listen to my words, saying nothing at all. It's funny how promises are made without ever leaving a trace. Have you made up your mind so far? Have we gotten any closer knowing who we are? Would you trust me enough to let go of it all? Life keeps a mind of its own. We shy away from feeling all alone. In the world keeps us drifting apart over and over again. Should we dare and risk it all? No mountain high enough to watch us fall. Trust we will find a way without ever coming undone. Shines blue after it rains. We're counting years, but the stories still remain. What's left behind isn't always as it seems. You see the truth been written in stone. We all make mistakes sometimes. You can't go alone without traces guiding you along. Listen to my words, they say it all. Listen to my words, saying nothing at all. It's funny how promises are made without ever leaving a trace.
That wasn't amazing, was it? It was beautiful. It was amazing. And I hope you enjoy it as well. And yeah, and just make you to go to bed. This is one of the, Damien's song that he released, and a wonderful form is going to come out soon, and it's just incredible, beautiful. We're going to play another one now. Yeah, so here it is again. Yeah, another one.
Close your eyes, little child. Close your eyes for a little while. This world needs some healing. Everyone wants to be forgiven. Raise the flags on half-mast. Colors of the rainbow
are still overcast. Open your arms wide for broken hearts. Lonely man kill without any regard. Hope is lining up all along the streets. Marching youth, give old men a taste of defeat. No tears ever shed in vain, no, no. You'll find your place like every river finds its sea. Close your eyes, little child. Close your eyes for a little while. A fisherman reeling, bags full of plastic dreams. Left behind by your world, low self-esteem. The prison grounds are the new cotton fields. Modern slaves work for pennies in the land of the free. Little tyrants trying to inject freedom into our veins. Tearful by the truth, cause the truth got nothing to gain. Will this madness ever end? Smart screen, shine bright like the promised land. But Father Time, right upon our heels. Who have come to heal. So close your eyes, little child. Close your eyes, oh little while. Don't you ever give up, my dear. As wicked men keep the whole world in fear. There's a light that shines through all our hearts. Everyone's created by the same odds. So open your eyes, little child. Open your eyes for a little while. Open your eyes, my child. A better world awaits you, might just be a little while.
It's very rare to have this kind of voices and kind of music telling the story, and this is very special for us here in Australia, and I hope people will get to listen to it. And thank you for listening to Ubuntu. Ubuntu has a reminder to you. Ubuntu means that I am here. And I am still doing my fundraising, people out there. If you wanted to, you can donate to Ubuntu Voices, because, you know, it just make this amazing center run. And so that the song you just heard from Damien Samuel, it called Close Your Eyes. It's a kind of, it's a song, kind of song that make you close your eyes too, and it's just so beautiful. And I really hope to spread your words to for an amazing music, Damien.
Yeah, thank you so much, Aljack, and 3CR for supporting community and supporting independent musicians. So yeah, it's always a great place to come to, and please support if you can, support the station so we can keep it on air. It's very important to have an independent voice.
And what is the song about?
Yeah, Close Your Eyes is in a way speaking about all the issues that we're having in the world, in a way.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, there's hope, and there's in a way, this little child wants to be made feel safe. You know, no matter what's going on in the world, you'll be okay. There'll be another tomorrow, and it'll be a better day. So that's the idea behind the song. Yeah, close your eyes and be safe.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Damien, to come here. And I hope we have to have you here when the album come out.
I would love to come back. Yeah.
And you people, please, stay in tune to Damien with his music coming up. And where people can find these amazing tracks?
You can go to my website. It's damiensamuel.com. Damien with an E. Or you can just go on Spotify. Any of the other platforms to stream the music. Close Your Eyes, Traces, they're the two first singles that are out of the album, and then there's obviously other music from the past. So feel free to check it out. I also just released a video actually for Traces yesterday, so the piano song Traces, there's a little video I put up on YouTube as well, so check it out.
Right, and that people can find it in that way,
yep, Traces, Damien Samuel.
Yeah, I am going to play this amazing woman from Mali. And yeah, so thank you so much. And we're so spoiled to have you.
Thanks for having me. Good night, everyone.